and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Steve Jobs once said, "Innovation distinguishes between a leader and a follower." It was Albert Einstein who stated, "Problems cannot be solved by the same level of thinking that created them." Mike O'Hara is a leader and a problem solver in Hawaii. He's the owner of Third Cup Cafe and Venue. The first cup, you're a stranger. The second cup, you're a friend. The third cup, your family. They say, let's get to the third cup. Third Cup Cafe and Venue, that place, well, it's lively, an exciting coffee house in Kunia. Kunia in Oahu, in Hawaii. Third Cup serves world-class coffee-based beverages and an array of sandwiches and pastries from local suppliers. When you go there, you'll enjoy a quality product in a compelling environment, whether you're reading a book, just hanging out with your friends, or conducting business. In addition to the cafe, is the place where Third Cup will feature entertainment, profiling talents and up-and-coming local artists. Let me just get this out there right now. You might be saying, okay, well, where do I go? Well, how do I find out more? Third Cup Cafe and Venue. ThirdCupCafe.com. That's how you find out more. ThirdCupCafe.com. Mike O'Hara is not only a business owner. He's the senior pastor of Grace Bible Church Kapolei. A graduate of Iolani School, he received his bachelor's degree from the University of Hawaii and his Master of Divinity degree from King Seminary. He's ministered overseas with Youth with a Mission and served as youth pastor and executive pastor capacities. Pastor Mike, the pastor and businessman, is married to Julie. They have three sons, Josiah, Micah, and Aaron. Mike, welcome to our show.
Hey, Danny. Great to be with you. Good to see you.
So this idea, I mean, a pastor, a church planter who is now a business owner, how did you come up with the idea for Third Cup Cafe and Venue?
Yeah, I know it's crazy, but the idea of opening a coffee shop really hit me about 1992. I was on the mission field with Youth with a Mission. And one of the ways we did evangelism or outreach was we would work with these local churches and we would just set up a little place in the church where there's tables and we have some coffee and pastries and we go out and meet people as we were witnessing out on the streets. And this is actually in Germany. And we'd go out and we'd meet these young people out there. I was about 21 at the time, and we'd bring them back to this little makeshift coffee shop. Hmm. And we'd sit down with them and give them a cup of coffee and a donut, and we'd share Jesus Christ and the gospel of Jesus Christ with them. And we would be able to pray with them and minister to them, give to some of their needs. Some of them didn't even have a warm jacket, and we were able to give them clothing. But I saw that, over a cup of coffee, You could really just break down walls, whether it was cultural walls. Here we are, a bunch of Americans, and talking to these Germans, or even spiritual walls. And so building this, creating an environment where relationship can happen and, just to be able to personalize and get to know someone over a cup of coffee. So that was that experience really created a seedbed for this idea that I held in me for many years.
I mean, we're talking about close to 20 years. Yeah. This seed has been germinating, you know, in your spirit.
Yeah.
You know, there are many Christian business men and women, business leaders. They're Christians. They serve their elders of their church, deacons, deaconesses in their church, and real strong leaders. Now, you're a pastor. See, there's business people that get involved in ministry, but now you're a pastor who is an entrepreneur, a business owner. Now, I've seen coffee shops. Well, they're like cafes, but they're cafes that have a sign in the foyer of a church,
right?
And they create a coffee, but in the church. But this is different. I mean, you went, you bought, you created a, an agreement with a commercial real estate location, and you built out. You built out fabulously a cafe that's now accessible, open to others. Some people might say, "Well, that's like neutral ground." I mean, you don't have to go to church to have that cup of coffee. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, I think a lot of times you have there are churches that happen to have a cafe within the buildings, but we wanted to be able to create something that was very accessible to the public. Like you said, you don't have to go to church to go to the cafe. So the idea to open a business. And while I'm still in ministry, I'm still a full-time pastor. That's my primary role, that being the lead pastor of Grace Bible Church Kapolei. But opening this business, we felt like that, well, the part of the mission of our church is to reach those who are far from God. And we see that business is also a platform to do that. To open a business is also a platform to reach those who are far from God.
Why?
Because I think what it does is that it puts us in contact with people, whether they're construction workers, contractors, brokers, lawyers, architects, general contractors. It puts us into a circle of people that we normally maybe wouldn't flow into. And as a church, and not just my church, but any church, we are called to reach those who are far from God. And so while we will always feed the poor, while we will always do different social, meet social needs in the community, we felt like that we also wanted to use business to do that as well. And it's been remarkable what who we've been put in contact with just through the process of opening this this coffee shop.
Have you seen relationships develop and begin to grow with people? Like how you're just saying, people in the business community that you wouldn't have normally been able to reach. Have you actually seen that happen?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the things that we wanted to, we told ourselves from the very beginning, we didn't want to just open the coffee shop and then reach people, but even in the process of getting a third cup open, we wanted to reach people. And so there has been opportunity to do that. One specific example is one of the contractors that we're working with, outstanding, did an outstanding job with us, and troubleshot some of the issues and problems that came up that comes with any build out and any project of this scope. We're at the end of the project, and we were on the phone, and we're kind of tying up some of the loose ends. And then the conversation turned. The turn to some of the personal issues that he was facing in his life, some of the difficulties, both relationally and financially, that was going on in his life. And for 45 minutes, he really just poured out his heart. And it was such a great opportunity to minister to him, to speak encouragement to him, to pray for him and with him. And to see how he was in a place in his life where he was really awakening to the fact that there is a God who loves him. And I look at that one moment, and I realize that's why we did this thing. Was just this, and not just for me, this is my personal example, but this is why we did this thing, was that is that we want to reach people who are far from God. And even at the pre-opening phase, there's this... we can see God moving and using this project to open up these conversations where no longer is it just business talk, but now it's personal, and which is obviously an open door for Christ to come in and show himself in this guy's life.
I'm always encouraged when I sit next to people who are thinking, they're thinking innovative thoughts. They're pushing the bounds of what is so-called the norm. Because, I mean, let's face it, in anything, in society in general, the advances have come with people who have not only thought these, what would have seemed at some point, ideas that were outside of the norm, but they actually go ahead and pursue it. And you're one of those people who have done that. I also look back and I'm thinking, Mike, about the biblical model, going back to the first century church or first when the Apostle Paul was church planting. I seem to get a sense when I'm reading the New Testament that his church planting model as a contractor himself, being a tent maker, you know, he would come into a place, he knows his objective is to plant a church, to start a church, to reach people, but he sets up shop.
Yeah.
And he does that. And it brings to bear sort of why, and sometimes I wonder, are we in danger in the clergy, so to speak, the ordained ministers, of becoming either out of touch or, there's that word obsolete that comes about where you're there, you're pigeonholed by society. We'll come you when we need somebody to do this funeral or somebody to do the wedding. But other than that, or some other general things that quote unquote clergy does, we'll go somewhere else to find or to have that need met. Mm-hmm. Is that something in your spirit that resonates there?
Absolutely. I mean, I think, earlier in history, the church was at the center of society. And the church was a place not only of worship, which is its primary role to bring glory to God and the fellowship of the saints, but it was also a place of political dialogue, is a place where community happened. Mm-hmm. It really was a central place of the community. But over the years, what happens is that church has been pushed to the periphery of society to where it's been pretty much marginalized. As you said, you know, if I need a pastor to marry me or bury me, then I know where to go. But other than that, church is pretty irrelevant to my everyday life. And so I think one of my favorite guys that I follow, Mark Batterson out in Washington, D.C., said he believes that there's ways of doing church that haven't even been thought of yet. And so that speaks to the innovation of how do we move church from the periphery of society back to its center for it to regain its voice. And I think one of the ways we can do that is to come in and for like Third Cup Cafe and Venue was to start a business. Now, it's not that we don't have church signs, we don't have crosses on the doors or the walls, but we are there to bring a positive change and to bring positive influence to the community. And we wanted to do that by opening a business. We're for profit, and so we pay taxes, which helps our economy. Mm-hmm. We're hiring people. We have a staff of 9, and so it brings employment. Mm-hmm. And all this is there because we want to bless people, and the motivation is to obviously reach people. But I think that's how we can bring church from periphery, from the outside of society, and maybe kind of start to center it back in. But it's got to be in creative ways, I think.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the creativity, the creativity does not overshadow biblical reality either. The spirit of God's word, the scriptures themselves, I mean, that's the challenge. Is it tradition that makes it right? Or are we really wanting to get to the biblical base, the biblical heart of what was being written when it was written?
Yeah.
And how the Holy Spirit takes those principles, and there is a development that takes place in each culture as society develops. The message never changes.
Right.
Never changes. But the way that we're going to be reaching people, and you're on the cutting edge of that. When we come back from our break, we're going to hear about a unique economic model of, you know, it's just not a business, a for-profit business that's going to be evangelistic. It's happening already. But there's something else that the Lord has given to Mike O'Hara about the way the economic model has been structured and what difference it'll make. You ever hear about a business that's set up and geared to benefit your community? Places that also have need? I think you'll be somewhat surprised by hearing the model that the Lord has given and what's already being set in place. This is an exciting show, a time of creativity and faith. Your faith will be built up. I think it is right now. Stay with us. We'll be back with more with Mike O'Hara.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org.
To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
The economic model of a business. You know, most times when you have a for-profit business, you know, obviously it's to make money. You want to make money? You have to make money. I mean, it doesn't make sense. If you don't make money, you can't support your staff. You can't pay the taxes. You can't pay the bills. It doesn't make any financial sense to do. Well, you're saying, Danny, where are we going with this? Well, I have a unique model that we want to share with you with Mike O'Hara. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Mike O'Hara is my featured guest. He is the owner of Third Cup Cafe and Venue. To find out more about Third Cup Cafe, you can go to www.thirdcupcafe.com. And that's not the spelled out third. It's 3RDcupcafe.com. And you can check out Third Cup Cafe and what's going on there. I mean, you can already tell it's a dynamic environment. It's growing. It will continue to grow. But it's what's beneath it, what's compelling the business activity to go on that really is attractive and very interesting and I think stimulating to somebody who might be listening right now and you're an idea person, you're a creative person and you're looking for, and couple that with this, you have a heart to reach people. And sometimes you, like others who really love the Lord and love people, are frustrated because there is a disconnect of how to reach people, how to reach family, how to reach friends. Well, Mike Wahara with Third Cup Cafe and Venue has a way to do that. To find out more about this show, you can hear the rest, even the earlier portion of the show. You can go to thegoodlifehawaii.org, download the show in its entirety, and even pass it on to somebody who you're trying to reach or who needs encouragement. thegoodlifehawaii.org. I thank you. A big thank you to our sponsors, like Kolopo Painting Incorporated and Chinene and Arinaga Financial Group. A big mahalo to you and also our listener supporters who've gone to thegoodlifehawaii.org to support this show. Mike, talk to us about your economic model.
Well, like you said, we are for profit. So our number one economic model is we want to make a lot of money. And we want to, you know, obviously build our customer base. We want to serve a great product that people would come back for, would tell their friends about. But beyond that, what we set out to do is that we wanted to give away all our net proceeds to local mission, charity, and even global mission and charity as well. So, for example, we've been open for a month. For our first month has been December, and what we're doing is that all net proceeds are going to go to the Muscular Dystrophy Association of Hawaii. And and the reason why is that as we open up this business, is we wanted to be able to really try to invest into our community, give back to mm-hmm. to the community. And so so our first charity for the month of December is Muscular Dystrophy Association.
Okay, let me get this straight now. Your net proceeds. Mm-hmm. All your net proceeds. Did I get that word right? You said all your net proceeds?
Right. So we pay the bills first, okay. And we pay who we need to pay first, and then whatever's left over, that's hopefully it's a good amount. We will write a check to that particular mission or organization.
So this is Muscular
Dystrophy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what happens after you write the check to Muscular Dystrophy? Do mm-hmm. you revert back to a different model, or is this something that you would continue to do? How does that work?
Yeah, after, so we're pretty much set up. So every month or so, we will select a different charity or mission. And so once the year ends, once December ends, we roll into January, we're looking to do some things with some of the public schools in the area, Waipahu, as well as there's a public school right there, in elementary school in Kunia, Kaleopu'u. Mm-hmm. And so we're looking to engage them. And so just about every month or so, we will designate a different charity or a different mission in which all net proceeds will go to. So that's why, you know, so that the model is really coffee with a cause. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what we say is that, hey, it's not only coffee that tastes good, but coffee that feels good. And because I think everybody likes to give. I think everybody likes the sense of being able to help. And so we just say, hey, look, you know, when you have a cup of coffee at Third Cup, you have a great product, but also know that that's going to help this particular organization or group along with it.
You know, I've had a couple meetings there at Third Cup Cafe and Venue. Mm-hmm. Ambiance is very inviting, very warm, very comforting, and I was enabled to really get deep and engage. And the coffee was good. Mm-hmm. You know, I love coffee. And mm-hmm. but the thing is that it tastes good, mm-hmm. but it would feel good. It feels good to mm-hmm. know that the cup of coffee that I purchased, you know, along with others, that's kind of like a form of partnership with all these others, many of whom I might not even know.
Yeah.
But to support a cause like Muscular Dystrophy, mm-hmm. and then beyond that now, these schools that have, so you're writing a donation check,
right,
to these the public schools, mm-hmm. Nonprofit organizations, mm-hmm. for the betterment or the fulfillment of their vision.
Right, exactly.
See, this is a sort of a philanthropic style of business. You're mm-hmm. not just holding it in to accumulate. You're giving it away.
Right.
How did you develop this? idea in this model. Someone else might be listening going, that sounds good. Or I've been kind of thinking about something like that. And this kind of brings together what I've been wanting to do. It takes my idea to another level.
Sure. Yeah. No, I'm, you know, as we talked about in the first segment, this idea has been, you know, in the oven and kind of cooking for the last 20 years. But when we really decided, hey, we're going to pursue this, one of the great inspirations was just going out there and searching online who else is doing this as well. 'Cause, and we found many people, many other coffee shops, other businesses who have this philanthropy that, you know, as you're talking about, where they are really trying to meet needs and serve needs in the community. And so so we would go and either visit these coffee shops or, you know, talk to the owners and really try to kind of pick their brains as to find out, you know, the reasons behind it. And that was a real source of inspiration for us. We knew that opening this coffee shop, it wasn't just about making money, and it wasn't about, you know, just trying to get a bigger salary. In fact, I'm not even paid by the coffee shop. I'm a full-time employee of the church. I always say I want to be the number one customer of Third Cup Cafe and Venue. And so, but the whole idea really came from just, you know, praying through it, researching, talking to people, and knowing that this was not just trying to line somebody's pockets and get more money into a pocket, but just to really give it away.
Let's get a little bit more personal in the sense of you're doing it. You're a married man.
Yes.
You have a young family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how did this relate with you and your wife, Julie, as you guys process this? Of course, over a 20-year span of time, but how has it affected your home life?
I think Julie and I had several deep conversations about this project, and obviously I could not move forward with it unless I felt she was with me and in support of moving forward with it. I think one thing that it has done is that it's drawn us closer together. We've had some conversations that we talk about our fears. We talk about the risk that's involved. Yet, what always emerges is the fact that I think this is what God is calling us to do. And so, but along with that, it's been obviously incredibly busy. But I think what's really important and what I've tried to do is just maintain some buffer zones where I'm able to be a husband and be a father to my three little boys, and try to keep those margins in place. And so I'm not just overwhelmed by coffee and ministry and to the neglect of my family. So I've tried to really keep them in a huge focus.
I think that's a real skill to be able to balance when there's growth, when there's expansion, when there are opportunities that, there's a way to balance things. And of course, there are certain limitations that come along the way that we need to not only accept, but embrace. And God puts them there for the good of our family and for the good of our own health. But you have been able to do that. How has the Lord taught you those things, Mike?
I think one of the greatest lessons in keeping that balance of, or trying to keep that balance of health in relationships, and I think one of the greatest lessons is learning to trust others and to bring others onto the team and surround yourself with other capable people, and understanding that I can't do this by myself. This isn't just about me. I need partners and team members, and that has really been a tremendous blessing in that we were able to open this project because I had a great team with me, and I'm not the all-star of this thing. I think that's been a huge lesson, and we see that in scripture, where these men of God always had a team, and they had others around them, and who could help serve and push forward the mission. And so I think that was definitely one of the great lessons.
I think it speaks volumes where you say you're not the all-star. I think a real leader, in its true essence, deep within, the leader himself or herself is the leader, recognized, acknowledged, sometimes and often very and legitimately so honored. But I think the real leader deep inside doesn't feel like the all-star. They feel responsible. They feel compelled. There's certain driving forces within them that are intangible, but you see the physical manifestations of it because of the results. But within themselves, there is a sort of a quiet humility of knowing who they are and where they are, and God is able to use them because of that. And I think beneath that, Mike, there's a longevity that's placed inside of you and a leader to carry on the work. As you listen today, you're privileged to hear a business owner, Mike O'Hara. He's the owner of Third Cup Cafe and Venue in Kunia. And he's also the senior pastor. He's a church planter, senior pastor of Grace Bible Church Kapolei. Entrepreneur who's an entrepreneur for God. He's an entrepreneur for the Lord. There's a grace. There's an anointing. And there's a grace of growth, a grace of expansion. And sometimes one of the best things we can do is just get them on the show and let them talk and let them share their heart, let them share their story. Because when we come back from our break, you're going to hear about how to process a unique idea. Maybe you have a unique idea. I want to know what Mike has to say about ideas that God gives to people. Maybe it's something that you just thought of and you're thinking, oh man, I got to wait 20 years before it happens. And maybe it's been 20 years and now you think it's time. Of course, that's all relative. You know, I mean, it could happen next week or 10 years from now, whatever. But the process of how to take an idea and how to hear God and recognize that God is in it and then bring it to fruition in God's time. Stay with us. We'll be back with some good stuff with Mike O'Hara.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiua dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, LNS Enterprises Marine Consultants, and Quilopo Painting Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become one, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU. Weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, connecting your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my featured guest today, Mike O'Hara. Mike is the owner of Third Cup Cafe and Venue. An innovative idea, an innovative implementation of a business that's there to make a difference, not only in serving great coffee and a great environment, but a great cause. Third Cup Cafe and Venue. You can find out more at www.thirdcupcafe.com. Thirdcupcafe.com. That's number three now. 3rdcupcafe.com. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. We've got this program, as well as others, other inspirational, motivating type stories from people who share their heart, available at thegoodlifehawaii.org, available for you to download. And you can pass it on to a friend or family member who you think might be interested. And it is a great way for you to reach someone with the love of Christ in a way that might not normally be available or accessible, but you do it through someone's story that's relating with where your friend or family is right now. You might be thinking, wow, I've got a nephew, I've got a friend, I've got a niece who's very creative, like this guy, Mike O'Hara, and has all kinds of ideas. Maybe this story might reach that person. Well, you can get that information, send them by Facebook or email, send a link, thegoodlifehawaii.org. Mike, before we get into speaking to somebody who may have an idea, why don't you just give us a quick recap now. As a businessman, as a pastor, there was a point when you surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Take us back. What was that like? How did it all begin to where you are right now as a pastor and business owner?
Yeah, I was... grew up in church. I grew up in Grace Bible Church. I started going there when I was about 5, but the actual point of surrender was when I was about 21 years old. And it came to a place where I realized that Jesus Christ loved me so much that he would pay the price to become the sacrifice for my sin. And it was really in that moment where I knew that I could not save myself. I knew I was broken. I knew that there were things inside of my life, sinful things in my life, and that my sin separated me from God. And I came to that place where I realized I cannot save myself, no matter how good I try to be or how religious I try to be, and that only Christ could do that because he sacrificed himself. And so it was at 21 years old that reality grabbed a hold of my heart in a very deep way. Mm-hmm. And that's where I really, truly surrendered my life to him. And then from there, my journey into ministry was simply serving in my church, Grace Bible Honolulu, up there on Aleva Heights under Sam Webb and then Bruce Ho, and just serving, volunteering, knowing that I needed to share this good news with others. And so, and then from there, it progressed into full-time pastoring.
There was a decision point. Mm-hmm. You know, as you listen today, you're listening to a businessman, you're listening to a man of the cloth at the same time. And we're talking about clergy, right? Right. Man of the cloth. But relevant.
Yeah.
Business owner. And you might be thinking, Well, is there a turnaround point for me in my life? Even where I'm at right now, I'm kind of... Some people, when they're listening to the show, they might not be from the standpoint of other, but you might be feeling like you're sort of in the dregs of life right now. You're stuck. You're sad. You're lonely. You're frustrated. You've blown it. Sometimes you might even be wondering, why am I even here? Why am I still here? Can there be a turning point in my life? And Mike O'Hara and I, we resonate together and we say, absolutely yes. And you say, well, how do I do it? Well, you can, you need to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not overly complicated. It's a simple thing. And we've got a resource on our website at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Just go to the Get to Know Jesus link. Just a few days ago, I received word from someone who actually accepted Christ on our website. We get that periodically. And each time I see that, it just brings joy because somebody went there, they saw it, and they opened their heart to Christ. And that could be helpful to you. But beyond that, I have a list of churches on there that you could connect with. They're friends of mine. I know them. I know their churches. And you could connect with them as well and go to their website links and find out more about them. But this could be a turning point for you as you're thinking, I'm listening, I'm relating with Mike O'Hara, and yet it could be a turning point in your own life, your own spiritual life, by opening your heart to Jesus Christ. And if you think your life is kind of struggling right now, it can be better. Somebody else might be listening and thinking, well, my life is pretty much okay. Well, if it's okay, it can be great. Just wait. Just wait and see. But open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Mike, you're a creative man. You have an idea. God gave you an idea. You're also a patient man. You waited 20 years for the Lord to bring this to fruition. What would you say to somebody right now who is thinking, hey, I got this. This is, if I just turn this a little bit, it will be a unique niche that I could meet a need. What would you say to somebody like that?
I would say that, first of all, realize that that ambition that God put in, that's in you, is from God. And I think sometimes Christians especially have a tension where they feel like they want to do something, but the other side of that tension is, well, maybe that's just pride, or that's just about me, and, you know, I'm really here just to serve God. But I believe that ambition is a God-given thing. Now, ambition can run wild and become something just solely about trying to gain glory and fame, and okay. But on the other hand, I think we redeem ambition, that God puts that inside of us, because there's something set inside of our hearts that we're here not just to exist, but to actually do something. And the gospel empowers us to do that. The gospel comes into our lives, redeems our lives, and sets us on a course to say, now live this life that God has called you to live. So I would say, first of all, if you're struggling with ambition, this whole thing about ambition and trying to do something, and you feel like God has put something in your heart, understand that ambition comes from the Lord. And secondly, I think one of the greatest things that, as I retrace the journey that we took to open Third Cup, was that we did a lot of prayer and research. I went through a phase. I called it my prayer and research phase. I'd pray about it, and I would then research. I did a lot of research, just looking around and visiting different places, different coffee shops, talking to different people, talking to different businessmen and entrepreneurs, getting their feedback. And then I also took it to some trusted friends, counselors, advisors, one of them being Pastor Norman. And I remember we were sitting down and having a cup of coffee at Starbucks, and I launched the idea to him and just passed it through him, and because he's one of my filters, he's one of the guys that I'll take ideas to. And I think that if you're out there and you're considering to take a step of faith to do a business or do something creative or do something that is a bit risky, always have a set of counselors and friends, good friends that would speak into your life. And so that was definitely a big piece to that. And then what I mentioned earlier also was then building a team and just getting people who understand your weakness, and then trying to get somebody around you who can feel that weakness. And so that was some of the pieces, some of the steps that we took. And but man, I would just encourage, if anybody's out there just really feeling like you got something inside of you and you can't shake it, And I think after 20 years, I couldn't shake this idea of opening a coffee shop. And if you can't shake it, I would really, really, really take that as a sign that this is probably something that you should go for. Something you should do. And, obviously you want to measure risk and all of those things. But in the end, I would ask myself, could I wake up 20 years from now and look back, and could I live with the regret of not even trying? And I don't think I could. Oh. I don't think I could just live with the regret of that I didn't try. I shoulda or I coulda, you know, but I didn't. And I just was like, oh man, I don't know if I could live with that. And so, because it is a risk. It is a risk to start something like a coffee house, for-profit coffee house. And I think that if somebody's out there with an ambition and a desire to do something, I think it and you can't shake it, I'd say, you know, try, you know, go for it and see what doors open in front of you.
And what I'm also hearing is, you know, you said volumes in a relatively short period of time. And the volumes that I'm talking about is the life that has developed. God has developed your life to a place where you as a person are able to pass ideas through filters. You know, there are some people, they don't even want to share their idea because they don't want it to get shot down.
Exactly.
And so they just kind of keep it in the silo of their own mind because it's safe there, but nothing ever happens. So would you say that it's important to get, I mean, you just gave an affirming word to somebody who's listening and saying, wow, I mean, it's coming through the radio waves or through cyberspace if they listen to this online. But you're telling them it's okay to have ambition.
Yep.
You know, within, you know, it's God-given. It can go wild, but God-given. You affirm them. And at the same time, you're telling them, what I'm getting, Mike, is that you said, don't do it alone. Mm-hmm. Don't do it in isolation. Open up. Let other people affirm you. Somebody might be saying, but man, I've shared other visions before. People think I'm crazy. And so that's why I don't want to share it with anybody. And I'm just going to do it by myself, and I'm going to try it out. And what kind of engine, or let's compare, the engine of somebody that sends it through the filters of others, and they might have questions. Hey, check this out. This may be a problem, right?
Right.
But doesn't it make you stronger?
Yeah.
Through the process? But compare somebody that's doing an isolated vision and somebody that's doing a team vision. What difference do you think it makes?
Oh, I think doing something isolated, and meaning that there's no other people involved. I think the big difference is that everything rises and falls on you. And I don't think we're created like that. I think that we're created. We're like Lego pieces. We're all to be connected to some other person.
That's a good one.
And I don't see that God creates us, you know, in how we were created for relationship. And so I think in the same respect, how we're created to connect to other people in relationship, I think when it comes to dreams and ambitions, I think part of that is to include others in on that.
And there are people, maybe that's a confirmation from the Lord, there are people who would embrace your vision too, if you would open it up.
Yeah.
And yet you develop in your own character before God when you do open up, and God molds you in the process. I'm speaking to somebody right now who is a role model. When we come back from our break, we'll kind of take a little bit of a turn, but how has his relationship with Jesus Christ made a difference to Mike O'Hara as a businessman? Not the natural question you might think I would ask of a pastor. How does it make a difference for you as a pastor? No, as a businessman. When we come back from our break, you'll hear more from him. It's not always that you can get guys like Mike O'Hara in your studio to open up their heart and give out of the abundance wisdom and insight and experience. Well, he's here sharing with you www.thirdcupcafe.com. That's how you find out more about Third Cup Cafe and venue. Thirdcupcafe.com. You want to visit there and have some coffee there and some fellowship. It's a great place. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Everybody, anybody ever ask you the question, why? Why are you doing what you're doing? Why do you think the way you think? Why would you want to do that? You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my featured guest today, Mike Wahara. He's the owner of Third Cup Cafe and Venue. We're talking about some deep questions. Sometimes it could be painful, but it depends how you respond to it. What happened with you, Mike, when you began to launch your idea?
I was talking to my friend. He's a local business owner as well, and told him my idea about opening Third Cup and the coffee shop and the whole idea behind it. And he asked me, his first question out of his mouth was very simple: why? Why would you do this? Why?
A dissenting voice.
Yeah, basically. I mean, you know, it feels good when everybody says, oh, great idea, love that concept. But then he was the guy who was kind of coming at it from another angle and really trying to press a little bit deeper inside mm-hmm. of me. Why would you put yourself in there and the risk, assume those risks of doing something like that? And it really helped me to take a step back and to evaluate and look inside a little deeper and say, okay, why am I doing this? Why am I trying to open this coffee house? And I think mm-hmm. that ultimately helped solidify my decision to do it. Was taking that moment to evaluate, reflect, think through. So those dissenting voices, don't ignore them. Mm. Don't think that they're evil or from the devil. Uh-huh. You know, I mean, I think the Lord brings those kinds of voices into our lives to really cause us to think a little deeper through some of these things.
And did it have a galvanizing effect?
Yeah,
as you went through that process?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Because I mean, there are other dissenting voices. You know, there are other. Doubt just comes in, you know. Mm-hmm. You think, oh man, is this really, should I really do this, or is this really going to happen? But because there was that galvanizing moment where it solidified inside of me, it said, no, this is what we are to do. So it helps you push through the difficulties that come with any project, anything in life
Now, so, you could have been offended by that question. What do you mean, why?
Yeah.
You know? But you didn't.
Yeah.
How has this process affected your relationship with Christ? And how has Christ, through this process, affected you?
You know, I tell people that through this, now we've only been open a month, but we took 2.5 months to build out. We had to fully renovate. It was an old Chinese restaurant. We had to just completely renovate this place. And that through that 2.5 months of trying to get the shop open, my relationship with the Lord has really gone to a whole nother level. Because if anybody has done any kind of construction project, whether it's a home renovation to building out a building, there are a lot of problems. There are a lot of situations, unforeseen circumstances. I mean, we were dealing with paint fumes. We had gas leaks. We had all kinds of electrical issues that came up, permitting issues that came up. And I mean, this was an onslaught of problems. And so, but and I'll be honest, there were a couple of nights of sleepless nights for me where I just could not go to sleep because of all these issues that we were having during the construction phase, especially. But through that, I really felt my relationship with the Lord grow stronger, Danny. I really felt like that my relationship with God, my trust in Him, my prayer life went up. Reading His Word, you know, reading the Bible. So I through all of that, and it wasn't easy, man. It wasn't easy. Lost a lot of sleep, but in that, I think my relationship with God just really strengthened and grown.
You ask, as you hear now the story of its development. You're taken back 20 years in the seed planting and in the conception and the inception and the gestation of the idea over a course of time. And now it's here. You say, well, okay, Kunia, Third Cup Cafe and Venue, where is it? Well, if you go to, you know where a Walmart is, just turn around. When you look at Walmart, turn around.
You'll look left.
Yeah. You'll see a red awning and you'll see an L&L. And right next in the corner, it's a great location, is Third Cup Cafe and Venue on that red awning. Right, if you turn left, when you see Walmart, when you're driving up the ramp, instead of turning right, then you would turn left, and there you would see Third Cup Cafe and Venue. To find out more, you can visit online www.thirdcupcafe.com. We've been here with Mike O'Hara, the owner of Third Cup Cafe and Venue, sharing the story. I mean, an inspirational story. It's been motivating to me. I know it's been motivating to someone who's our dear listeners in our community of listeners have been moved. So, Mike, thank you for coming and sharing.
Absolutely. Love being here.
ThirdCupCafe.com.
Yeah.
Remember to visit there and check them out, okay? Third Cup Cafe and Venue. ThirdCupCafe.com. In the next few days, you're going to hear more inspirational stories of faith and hope, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus Christ with someone near you. Invite somebody to listen to this show, 2 p.m. and 12 midnight every day. Our stories are also downloadable at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Share them with a friend. Ephesians 2:10 says, "We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Mike O'Hara. Until next time, along with our technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.